This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. President Draupadi Murmu will be inaugurating laying the foundation stone for various initiatives at Rashtrapati Nilayam in Boiler Room on the outskirts of Hyderabad today. The President will be presenting the President's colours to the College of Defence Management, Secunderabad tomorrow. The President will be hosting an at-home reception at Rashtrapati Nilayam for the dignitaries of the state, leading citizens and academics on the same evening. President Draupadi Murmu arrived at Rashtrapati Nilayam on a five-day southern sojourn yesterday. President Draupadi Murmu has said India is emerging as a hub for affordable medical tourism and doctors are playing a pivotal role in this progress. She was addressing a convocation ceremony of AIIMS Mangalgiri in Andhra Pradesh yesterday. President Murmu praised the medical profession as a path to serving humanity. She advised doctors to focus on service orientation, continuous learning and research. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Indian Constitution is not just a document, but is a fundamental inspiration for the welfare of the marginalized and nation-building. Replying to a special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India in the Rajya Sabha yesterday, he highlighted that the Constitution has strengthened roots of democracy in the country and ensured the transfer of power without shedding a drop of blood. John Pritras of CPIM said unity cannot be maintained without democracy, secularism and federalism in the country. Later, the House was adjourned for the day. The Lok Sabha has approved the supplementary demands for grants of first batch for 2024-25. The government sought approval of Parliament to authorise gross additional expenditure of over 87,762 crore rupees. Out of this, the proposals involve net cash outgo aggregate to 44,142 crore rupees for payments of debt, liabilities and interest rates. The House also gave its nod to the appropriation bill to authorise payment and appropriation of certain further sums from Consolidated Fund of India for the services of the financial year 2024-25. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval has reached Beijing to participate in the India-China Special Representative's talk scheduled to be held today. The talks aim to restore bilateral ties that have been stalled for over 4 years due to the military standoff in eastern Ladakh. Doval will hold the 23rd round of the Special Representative talks with his Chinese counterpart and Foreign Minister Wang Yi. The Department of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare has witnessed a six-fold increase in budget allocation from nearly 21,000 crore rupees during 2013-14 to 1,22,000 crore rupees in 2024-25. In a written reply to the Lok Sabha Minister of State for Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare, Ramnath Thakur said that the major schemes being implemented for farmers' welfare include the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi, Pradhan Mantri Kisan Mandhan Yojana, Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana and the Agriculture Infrastructure Fund. Indians will be among the nationals from 39 countries who will have free visa access to Sri Lanka from January 2025. This was announced by the visiting Sri Lankan Foreign Minister Vijay Thadavara during an interaction organised by the Indian Foundation in New Delhi. He said a parliamentary gazette notification will be made next January, where Sri Lanka will give free visas to 39 countries, including India. He also expressed hope that India will give the same facility to the Sri Lankans also. The Sri Lankan Foreign Minister added that the historical evolution, cultural bonds with economic activities is the foundation on which the bilateral relationship will grow. A top general in charge of Russia Nuclear Protection Forces, Igor Krylov, has been killed along with an aide by a bomb hidden in an electric scooter in Moscow yesterday. Krylov is the senior most military figures assassinated in Russia, yet as the Kremlin's campaign in Ukraine drags on. In the third cricket test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy, India narrowly avoided fall-on against host Australia on day four at the Gabba. India ended the day at 252 for 9, trailing by 193 runs after bad light brought early stumps. Earlier, Australia posted 445 in their first innings. In chess, newly crowned world champion Digu Kesh has pulled out of the upcoming Fight World Rapid and Blitz Championship. Kesh's withdrawal comes after an impressive Fight World Championship campaign where he emerged victorious against England. And that is the end of this news bulletin.